Good morning. 4 minutes after 10 o'clock, you are listening to KVNF. I'm Donna, and it's time now to move into As the Worm Turns with, as Jeff was introducing him, our local gardening guru, Lance Swaggart. Uh-oh, I left my cell phone on. Can you hear that? Okay. Sorry, everybody. Maybe I should move it closer so everybody can enjoy that ringtone. Anyway, Lance, what is happening in the garden?
Well, it's awful wet out there.
Uh-huh. Nice, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. All sorts of little things that happen this time of year.
Uh-huh.
You know, one little thing that happens in the spring, or a big thing, is the little birds love to eat lettuce.
Right.
And so my lettuce started disappearing.
Right out of the garden?
Well, they eat it down to the nub.
They plugged it?
Yeah.
Or plucked it, I guess is the word. You'd have appreciated it if they plugged it, perhaps,
yeah.
Transplanted it.
But anyway, I had to put bird netting over that, and that is taking care of that problem.
Does that happen very often?
In the spring it does.
Oh, I've never noticed.
Yeah, sometimes in the fall, but more in the springtime.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's so hungry.
Yeah.
For fresh greens.
Fresh greens.
I guess it runs across the the animal kingdom, doesn't it?
Yes. But anyways, I am thinning stuff, and I finished the first bit of carrots. It's all thinned.
So for listeners that haven't tuned in when, you know, we're talking about your bed of carrots.
Yeah.
Translate what that means.
Well, the beds are 4 feet wide. They're 50 feet long, and they have six rows of carrots in it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that is an astounding feat that you have managed to do that.
Yeah.
So speaking of carrots, I mean, I know that you have seen my garden, and you know that the carrots that I currently have planted are a little random, since they're volunteers from the seed that I grew last year.
Yeah.
So I would wonder, since I don't have rows, it's going to be, you know, pick what's the distance it should be around each carrot at this point in the game of carrot?
1 inch.
1 inch, okay.
Yeah.
So a perimeter of 1 inch around each plant.
Yeah, and a carrot, supposedly I've read, this is Elliot Coleman from Four Seasons Gardening out of Maine, they need a carrot needs 2 inches of space to mature.
Okay. So if you want your carrots to grow up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I thinned the ones that I thinned, that first bit, they're all Nantes type called Rumba, and I thinned them to 1 inch, and I will come back and take every other carrot out.
Okay.
And then after I'm done with that, I'll come back and harvest full size carrots.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So when do you anticipate that happening?
June.
All right.
Late June and July.
Uh huh. And these are carrots you planted when? Well, I mean, ballpark,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, probably the second week of April.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're moving pretty fast.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, then I'll be planting the third bed of carrots, and the second bed of carrots is just germinated.
Okay. So, also the same size.
Yeah.
All right.
And let's see, what else am I doing here? I've planted zinnias and marigolds and that kind of stuff. Well, flowers are planted. Daniel flowers, anyways. And then I've been planting greens, more lettuce, spinach. What else? Come on, Lance. Plant basil, fennel, bulb fennel, those kind of things. I planted from seed. They'll be up in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the last planting of spinach.
All right.
And then I'll plant again starting in late July, early August, with spinach anyways.
Okay, and then I know you don't grow arugula, but do you treat that more as a spinach or more as a lettuce?
Oh,
those kinds of greens, you know.
It comes up really fast and goes to seed really fast. I'd almost treat it more like cilantro, just keep on planting a small amount.
Okay.
You know, which is about every 10 days to 2 weeks.
Uh huh.
Just plant enough that you could eat in that amount of time. Because in midsummer, it gets really strong.
Right.
Really, really strong.
Okay. So just keep it circulating, so to speak.
Yeah. Don't plant a large patch, you know, 12 inches.
Uh-huh. All right, just manage what you're eating in your family at a time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then let's see what else am I... I noticed that the raspberry's about ready to start blooming.
Uh-huh. And I'm sorry, I want to go back to the plant every 12 days thing. So can you keep replant, or do you keep replanting in the same space? So, you know, here's your 10-day supply of cilantro, and so you know, and then you have next to that the next 10 days. Do you then go back after you've eaten that first 10-day supply and put more cilantro in the same space?
No.
Okay.
No,
so
I move it.
Okay. So you're rotating it through the garden?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I wanted to make sure about.
And cilantro is the type of flower when it does bloom. It's really good for the parasitic insects. The adults, they need specific types of flowers for nectar.
Uh-huh.
And those, cilantro is one of them, the umbriel family of plants.
Uh-huh.
Dill, cilantro, parsley, carrots. It's great to let those go to seed.
Uh-huh.
And then you can have coriander seed at the end of it.
Right. And use that for your spices.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see what else. I mentioned raspberries about ready to bloom. And then wheat is starting to make its seed heads.
Uh-huh.
Grain heads, so... That's nice.
Right. Nice. Winter wheat, I assume?
Winter wheat. Turkey red. That's okay. It's a few thousand years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stick with tradition.
Yeah. Yeah. And then let's see. The peas love this weather.
Uh-huh.
They're really, you know, every day I can tell they've gone.
And an inch or two.
Yeah, yeah, an inch or two up. Like, yay.
Right. Yeah, mine are looking happy, too.
Yeah. And if you keep a good trellis on them, they'll grow even faster.
Right. Okay. Well, we plan on doing that today.
Yeah.
I think you were talking to me specifically.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that. I just noticed that if peas are sort of sprawling on the ground, they don't grow as fast because they got to develop strength in the vine to hold themselves up.
Right, so they're going to be much more productive if the if everything's off the ground.
Yeah, off the ground, and they're holding on to something.
Right,
those tendrils, and then they just get to grow.
Right. Sometimes we all need a little more support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then my popcorn and beans are coming up.
Uh huh.
So that's nice.
They've already planted corn.
Yeah, they were planted about 2 weeks ago.
All right.
And I just planted them into the moisture, and I think I just watered them. I started watering them late last week and this weekend, and of course we had rain yesterday, so they're happy.
Right.
And who knows, the squash and the cucumbers and melons will come up soon.
Right. Once they get the heat they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not coming out till they're ready.
No. And the last thing that I've been doing here is I grow all of my own seeds, so the thing about seed crops is sometimes they get top heavy and they will fall over.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually put stakes accordingly. These staked out the kale, and I just put stakes at the four corners and run string around the stakes.
Uh-huh.
And that holds it in. Same, I did that with the beets. Let's see, and the onions actually have tomato cages over them, and then I just ran some string to hold up the tomato cages.
Right. All right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm up to.
All right, that sounds great.
And weeding.
Well, yes.
Always.
Yes. Yeah. This is definitely the run up the down escalator time of year with the weeding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, as always, Lance, for sharing your knowledge and experience with all of us.
Okay.
And I want to remind our listeners that we do have a page on the KVNF website, kvnf.org. Go to the short features. There you can find As the Worm Turns. You'll find all the programs that have aired. And so if you're looking for specific information, it's a wonderful resource for that. And then if you have any kinds of questions, we also have an email address. And the email address is worm@kvnf.org. So please don't hesitate to throw out your questions. All right. Thanks again, Lance.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.